Principals Cindy Cohn and Diane Jones, my guests for our St. Mary's School Spotlight. Cindy, if you don't mind, I'm going to start with you. And we have a few things we wanted to talk about today during the Spotlight. Number one, a little graduation rate talk at St. Mary's.
Hi, Chris. Thanks so much for asking. First of all, we're really proud of our academics here at St. Mary's. And in the past few years, we've had a 100% graduation rate, and 98% of our students attend some sort of post-secondary option.
Hmm.
Could be the military, could be a junior college, and most all go to a four-year school eventually.
That's impressive.
Thank you. I think so, too.
Yeah, something to certainly be proud about.
It is, and we're really proud that our guidance department this year, we're implementing something new. She will be calling and making appointments with each of our juniors and senior parents and students, talking to them about all the many scholarship opportunities that are both need-based, first-year college student. If you're a first person in your family to go to college, those are opportunities, some scholarship opportunities, as well as the many academic awards that our students are eligible for.
You know, you bring up college, Cindy, and it's such an advantage for students nowadays where they can get some of those prep courses taken care of while still in high school.
You got it. According to the state of Iowa, students can earn up to 48 college credits before they graduate from high school, which is 2 years, basically. If you take 12 credit hours each year, that's 2 years of college under your belt. We are very, very pleased. I've worked very hard to make sure when I hire new teachers that they have that master's degree in the subject that we want to offer college credit courses, such as mathematics, Spanish. Annie Dahlhauser, a familiar Stormlake name, will be offering Spanish 5, which will be college-level Spanish next year. And our science instructor is going to also be adding FFA as well as some college-level science courses. So I'm pretty excited about what we have coming up.
Mm-hmm. And before I let you go, I understand some middle school students will be pretty pumped up about a trip that you have planned.
Oh, man, this is so cool. Based on their academics, we have 10 middle school students, grades 6 through 8, that will be attending an ISU investigation series. This is a conference on November 30th, and the students will work with ISU faculty, staff, and students on STEM technology and research. It's pretty exciting, and the kids are pretty pumped up.
Now, Cindy, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate all the information. If I may, Diane, before we wrap up our school spotlight, some preschool enrollment is just around the corner.
Correct. I'm talking at the other end of the spectrum with preschool. If any parents have a three-year-old or a two-year-old who will be three by April 15th and a student that will be four by September 15th, they may enroll beginning November 6th. Our enrollment will become live on our website on November 6th, and we're asking people to drop off their applications and deposits at the school office only to avoid any mix-ups with class numbers and deposits.
Okay, so that's 2 weeks from yesterday. November 6th, mark that down on the calendar, also on the St. Mary's website for more info. Diane, Cindy, thank you both so much. Have a great week today, okay? Or I should say a great week this week.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. The St. Mary's School Spotlight every other week right here on Mix 101.7.